We now bring on a very good friend of the program, Director of Sales at PGA National Resort and Spa, James Gelfand. James, good morning to you. Happy Independence Day weekend, buddy.
And to you as well, Russell. What's going on, my friend?
Oh, we are just loving life. It's a fun weekend in the world of sports. We've got Wimbledon going on. We've got the hot dog eating contest at Coney Island. We've got baseball. You know, the pennant races are starting to heat up. I'm a Yankees fan, and they just beat the Red Sox yesterday, so I'm happy about that. We've got a lot of golf going on as well, and the PGA National Resort and Spa, I know, has a lot of great things going on as well. You guys have got a special promotion right now. It's $99 per person. Can you give me the details for that? Because I know my listeners probably want to hear about that.
We refer to that as the Unlimited Family Fun for All package. It's $99 per adult based on double occupancy. It gets them their accommodations, unlimited golf on the Hague, Squire, and Estates course, unlimited range balls, breakfast for two adults each day. If you bring the kids along, which we certainly hope you want to do, we've got the Cubs Club available for kids at no charge, half-day sessions. Kids get to play golf for free after 2 p.m. Kids eat half price throughout the resort. There's 20% discounts in the spa. And we'll also give you a golf clinic, one golf clinic per stay. So it's a great opportunity for families that, A, like to golf, B, want to break away to the spa, C, want to just get together and do their own thing, and it's been very, very successful thus far this summer.
It's a great promotion, $99 per person, double occupancy, the unlimited golf package. Call 877-742-6285, or you can log on to pgaresort.com for more information. And, James, I was out there with Eddie McEnroe and Joni Connors and the entire Honda Classic crew last week, and we played the Champ, and I was thrilled to see that it's now 90-degree rule on the Champ and not car path only. This is a new situation there at PGA National. I know.
Well, we had tried it last summer. It worked very, very well. We wanted to bring it back this summer and into early fall. And then you were right earlier, once we start to gear up for the Honda Classic, we'll suspend that so that we can get the course back in shape. But right now, it's wonderful. A little wet, you know, the last few days with all the rain that we've had. But we've had a phenomenal weekend with the UFFA program, also Weekend at the Wave. We had Jeremy out here on 4th of July.
JMP.
From the lobby.
Jeremy Mark Speltz was out there, a good buddy of mine.
Yeah, had a great time. It was great to see him. He was in the lobby. We had the Cal Ripken kids, the baseball tournament that's in town. So the lobby was filled. ESPN was getting a lot of play. We were getting a lot of play. I think Jeremy put on about 6 pounds because we had to let him try some of the great things. And I do thank you for talking about Ironwood the way you have. It's just been over the top. We've been having a blast with that restaurant. The response from, you know, our community has been very, very favorable. The ribs, the duckaroni and cheese, the shrimp and scallop, the stuffed artichoke, the pork Delmonico. Oh, my gosh, it's great, as well as tremendous steaks.
So good. And I got to tell you, James, we were driving up. My wife and I were driving up last Saturday night. We were going to go to Ironwood Grill, and she was asking me, what are you in the mood for? And I was like, yeah, I don't know, maybe a steak. And I'm like, you know what? I want some ribs. I haven't had ribs in a while. I wonder if the Ironwood Grill has ribs. Then we get there and I see the menu. Not only do you guys have ribs, you've got all you can eat ribs with sweet potato fries, which is one of my favorites. And I was just in heaven. I couldn't get more than one extra helping. So I got my initial helping and then one extra helping of ribs, but it was awesome. And the thing I love about the Ironwood Grill is it's an upscale restaurant, but yet it's still a resort. So you can go there. You know, I had jeans and a golf shirt on and I didn't feel out of place, although it's like a 5-star restaurant anywhere else and you'd feel out of place. But I was sitting next to a guy that was in Bermuda shorts and sandals. You know, he was from the Midwest. He was, I think, from Chicago or Sheboygan or somewhere, you know, vacationing with the family for a week. And it's just a great scene. It's 5-star up-class type of scene, and it's a 5-star type of menu, but it's still very casual and very laid back.
You're absolutely right. Our goal is to make that a restaurant that people feel comfortable in and that you'll come to 2 or 3 or even 4 times a month. You know, Shula's was a great restaurant for us, but what we've done is we've changed up Ironwood Grill, completely renovated the space that you have had experienced, and it's just a casual, contemporary, comfortable, great wine list, great beer list, and great food.
Russ Evans with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Joined on the line by James Gelfand, Director of Sales at the PGA National Resort and Spa. And James, I am one of the biggest fans in the world of the Dave Matthews Band. I've gone to 6 concerts so far in my history as a Dave Matthews Band fan. So concerts number 7 and 8 in my life will be coming up this next weekend, Friday, July 11th and Saturday, July 12th at the Amphitheater there on Southern Boulevard. It changed his name so many times that I forget. It's now called the Cruzan, but I remember in years past it was called the Mars Music Amphitheater and
Sound Advice
Amphitheater. So now it's the Cruzan Amphitheater, Dave Matthews Band, Friday, July 11th, Saturday, July 12th. And I get an email from a website that I'm a member from, the antsmarching.com website. It's a Dave Matthews Band fan website, and they are sponsoring and they are hosting the official after parties for the Dave Matthews Band's concerts this coming Friday, July 11th and Saturday, July 12th at the iBar at PGA National Resort and Spa. And I can't tell you, when I got this email, I was so thrilled about this. I will be there both nights with bells on.
Well, we're looking forward to that event. You know, Dave Matthews was here with us last year. We had great attendance. And this year we will have the after concert party, the 11th and 12th. Whenever he comes into town, he just has a phenomenal draw. So iBar is reaching out and having some fun and, you know, expanding its boundaries, and we're looking forward to it very much this Friday and Saturday night. After the concert, we'll be geared up and ready to rock and roll these ants that come rocking in, you know.
I can't wait. Are you going to have some Dave Matthews Band music playing, like, on the overhead sound system?
Absolutely.
Nice. Awesome. This is going to be so much fun. Friday, July 11th, this coming Friday, and Saturday, July 12th. If you're going out to the Dave Matthews Band concert, either nights at Cruzan Amphitheater, make sure you swing by PGA National Resort and Spa after the concerts each night for the official Dave Matthews Band concert after parties, which is being hosted by AntsMarching.com, the largest fan website for the Dave Matthews Band. Also, if you want to find out more about the unlimited golf promotion going on right now, $99 per person, double occupancy at PGA National Resort and Spa, you can log on to PGAResort.com or you can call 877-742-6285. James Gelfand, as always, very kind with his time. We love it when he joins us on the show, Director of Sales at PGA National Resort and Spa. James, thanks so much for joining me this morning, and I will see you on Friday night, buddy.
Looking forward to it. I'm going to have to take a nap in the afternoon. To keep up with you.
Right.
But looking forward to seeing you, Russ. Thanks, as always.
All right, James. Happy
Talk
Sunday
to you.
There
Cheers.
He is. James Gelfand, Director of Sales at PGA National Resort and Spa, joining us on the line. Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760.